Now we want to bring in Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center. He joins us via Skype this morning. Good morning, Dr. Hamer, and thanks for speaking with us again, as you have many times in the past few weeks.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me.
So we just heard some details about the governor's reopening plans, which he will tell us in more detail later today. From what we know at this point of this morning, do you think the plan makes sense?
I think the plan is reasonable. I mean, I agree with the previous speaker, Mr. Drayson, that this needs to be done very gradually, methodically. Businesses, those that are going to be allowed to open, really need to have a carefully planned approach to how they're going to open and how they're going to try and keep their business safe for anybody who's working with them.
So when we say a gradual reopening, as the governor moves through what we expect to be his four phases of reopening, are we talking about months and months? Or are we talking about maybe more than a year, do you think?
Oh, that's very hard to predict. I think probably months and months, as long as we continue to keep a careful track of new cases. And as the previous speaker mentioned, you know, use contact tracing as a way to try and identify any potential clusters of outbreaks. As long as there's no evidence of a resurgence of disease, then we could be okay. I'm not sure we're going to go back to a full reopening. I mean, that could be a year. I mean, for restaurants, for example, to be at full capacity, or churches and sports arenas to be open with you know, full capacity. I just don't see that happening because there's such a risk of a flare of this very serious disease.
So are you saying that our new normal, whatever the new normal will be, in terms of a more complete reopening, has to wait until we either have a vaccine or an effective treatment for those who are suffering from COVID-19?
I think, you know, based on the limited sero prevalence data, looking at antibodies in different sort of groups within Massachusetts, that the disease has not penetrated anywhere near the level that we'd need to have herd immunity and to have it just sort of naturally close down and stop. And so that I think we need to be very cautious for a while to come. And we're making progress on the treatment front. I mean, remdesivir has some activity. There's some other options that are being studied. So we may have at least a reasonable option for treatment. The vaccine is going to take a while. So, you know, until that time, I think we're going to have to continue to be cautious.
Let's talk about the numbers. So far, nearly 5,800 people in the state have died from COVID-19. The state reported more than 1,000 more cases of coronavirus yesterday. About 2,600 people are still hospitalized, but that number is down by about 600 since last week. What do you make of this new data? Do you think we're trending in the right direction?
Oh, definitely. There's a progressive decline. It's a slow decline, though. And I think that, you know, based on the sort of downward trajectory, this is going to continue well into June or even July. But that's good in a way. I mean, it's allowed the hospitals to be able to manage things. It's actually taking some of the pressure off, too, because the numbers both, you know, of new patients being hospitalized, but also patients in intensive care have dropped.
More than 3,500 people statewide have been killed by COVID-19 in long-term care facilities. Do you see any kind of coordinated effort to make these places safer? What's got to be done along those lines?
Well, that's a challenging question. I mean, this is a very vulnerable population. You know, I think that with enhanced testing and even surveillance in nursing homes, that we can better and more rapidly identify when an outbreak is happening. In fact, there's some innovative approaches even looking at wastewater testing, where you basically take the wastewater coming out of a home and test it for coronavirus. If it's positive, then you know you have an outbreak inside. But that said, I think that you know, sort of enhanced testing, even in asymptomatic individuals, if a case is identified in a nursing home, and then isolation of those who are infected is going to be really key to try and reduce further outbreaks in nursing homes.
Last question, quick answer if you could. Weather's improving as we get closer to summer. People want to get outside. You could sure see that on Saturday this weekend. How much should we worry about complacency as we head into the warmer weather?
I think, you know, if people are outside and there's you know, they're able to keep distance from each other, and there's good airflow, then you know, the need for masks in a context like that is not, you know, it's not such an issue. It's really being indoors in areas where there's limited air exchange that aerosol can lead to transmission. So I think we need to maintain, you know, some degree of attention to this, especially, you know, in during the summer in crowded areas because of the potential for continued transmission.
Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease specialist at Boston Medical Center, thank you very much for being with us on this Monday morning.
My pleasure.
And a reminder to our listeners, WBUR will carry live Governor Baker's news conference later this morning, where he announces his reopening plans.